Oh my god, I got a song stuck in my head. Has that ever happened to you? And I can't get her out of my head. Right? Sort of like that. You know, like, I once had a girl, or should I say she once had me. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, my name is Mr. 2020, and I've got a song stuck in my head. And we're going to bring out how this, your entire life is run like this, by the way. Especially if you got shit that repeats that you don't want to. If you're on repeat, on repeat, on repeat, on repeat. Because I can't get it out of my head. You're going to love today's show. It is Monday, April 22nd, 5:57 a.m. We've got a dream-driven day call in 1 hour and 3 minutes. Oh, my God. And I can't get it out of my head. Years long, years ago, I found myself in Australia. I found myself meeting a girl. And a new beginning happened. A desire showed up. A desire to be here with her. And my old song was gone. One of the things that we used to do, like, I don't know, 3 to 5 times a week, would go hang out with a group of Forex traders. I came down to train them. And I ended up joining them and training them and having a lot of fun, learning a lot. And learning how to get from here to there. You know, because she'd take me there. And eventually she'd take me there and bring me home. And I got to learn the way from here to there and there to here. And the modern way we do it, I mean, like when I came here, we had this thing called the Melways. It was a big book of maps. And how you're supposed to use the damn thing safely while driving mystifies me. But nowadays we've all got iPads, iPhones. You're pretty much yesterday if you just have a sole GPS unit, unless it's built into your automobile. But way back in the old days, we had traveling songs. And I taught one to Victoria. Yeah. Hey, Aloma, hey, Aloma, hey, Opaloma. Hey, Opaloma, hey, Opale. Hey, Opaloma, hey, Opale. Hey, Opale. Opale, hey, opale. And odds are you don't know what that means or where it takes you. But here's the cool thing. To get from here to there, to get from my house to the pool, I could construct a traveling song. And a traveling song would basically not just tell me where to go and what to do, but it would be sung in a way that it would, you know, enliven me, awaken me, invite me to pay attention more, invite me to notice the goodies along the way. See, I noticed for the most part, Google Maps and Melways, they didn't have me notice what's going on, what's cool. They had me following directions. And one of the things that I notice in life is most people feel like they're the passenger, not the pilot. And it does help to have some directions to follow to get from here to there. Right, that's part of what we do. We show people, you know, here are the directions, here are the instructions, the instructions, all that stuff that you need. But if we step it out a little tiny bit and go in a tiny little bit of a different direction, every day you're singing a song. And it's the song that will have you take steps along a trail to get from here to there. And a lot of people, they go in circles every single day. They sing a song, and they dance a dance, and it's the same song and the same dance, and it takes them the same way to the same place. And that's okay if you're loving and living, and if you're living what you're loving. You get, I sort of sing the same song every day. I could break my life into a traveling song that involves me doing Jogos, the Joseph Cutter to the Max routine before I get out of bed. I don't just teach it, I do it. And then have me making coffee, often making coffee for or with Victoria, sitting down, answering some emails, putting up some posts, making the podcast. If I go detailed in the song, you notice a song is more than words. A song has music to it, melody. I once had a girl, or should I say she once had me? It's got a poeticness to it, doesn't it? It invites dance. So I'm curious about you. Are you repeating the same songs the same way and living life in the seeming safety of the same day? A couple of my lovely folks shared with me a video about what did they pay you? I think Joe Weldon was the first. What did they pay you to give up on your dreams? What's seeming safety? What was the worm on the hook they offered you? To give in, to give up, to put them off. At some point, you get to reject that old song. You get to have more music. Meanwhile, I had a song stuck in my head, apparently. And here's a big key right here. This comes from a little comment I put up on a post in Triple D today. And this is for everyone. It ain't the words. You can stop telling your story, but are you singing the same song on the inside? Because a lot of people, they edit what they say and they stop saying what, it's the song you're singing. It's the dance you're dancing. In other words, learning is behavior change. In other words, what identity are you living from? Because the identity that you live from determines the songs you'll find worth singing. And the songs that you just won't have any interest in at all. Anymore. That you used to. You're not just the singer of the song. You're traveling where the song takes you. So I taught Victoria Traveler's song. We had so much fun with that. And she learned me not only how to drive, but how to drive from here to there. I can get to the pool, I can get to Woolies, I can get around Eltham like it's the back of my hand. I've been singing those songs for a long time. And for me to venture forth involves me to stretch a little bit, to get out of your comfort zone, Mr. 20. Actually, it involves getting a hell of a lot more curious. Getting so curious I can't help but stretch my wings and soar a bit higher. Gain some altitude, get a new perspective. Because an eagle sings a very different song than a chicken. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. And I invite you now to imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. Hey Aloma, hey Aloma, hey Opaloma, hey Opaloma, hey Opale, hey Opaloma, hey Opale, hey Opale, hey Opale. My name is Mr. 2020. I invite you to pick up, to dive deeper, to go get. identity-based-manifesting.com. Go there and give it a peek. See what all's inside. Because when you change your identity, you're going to find some songs much more lovely and worth singing. And you're going to find yourself having stopped singing some songs that you used to live by. That's identity-based-manifesting.com. Go there, get that, change your life, reach out to me anytime. Because life is meant to be lived. You're how God has the adventure of a lifetime. You are the stillness. You are the silence that hears the sound of my voice. Notice what you're listening to on the inside. Because when you change who you are, what you listen to, what leads your day, is going to change. Have a great day. Dive deeper, soar higher. Thanks for listening. See ya.